Hello, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration once again. It's good to be here again. I trust that everyone is feeling blessed today with the life and hopefully with health and courage. Today I was thinking about how it was when Jesus had gone to the he'd gone out to the wilderness and for 40 days, and then he had been tempted by the devil. But soon after he came back, so this would have been right in the beginning of his ministry, that I will start reading here in Luke chapter 4. So verse 16 it says, verse 14, this is after he was tempted by the devil. It says in verse 14, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. As his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of them, of all of them that were in the synagogue, were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And all bearing witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" And he said unto them, "You will surely say unto me this proverb, Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country." And he said, "Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elias the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian." And all day in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill, whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. And came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. So we see here how Jesus, earlier, you know, in his 14, I think, the scriptures record that he told his parents that he should be about it. Father's business. And so here, when he's come back from the wilderness after he was tempted and fasted for 40 days, he comes into the synagogue and asks for the book. And they gave him the I guess it says that it was his, he came in verse 16, it says that he came to Nazareth where he was brought up there in that city. And then as his custom was, as he was used to, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. So he read this piece in Isaiah, or Isaiah, where the Spirit of the Lord, where he says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So he had a mission to do. And he was to come to the poor. He was to come to the brokenhearted, to heal the brokenhearted. That are oppressed, preach deliverance to the captives, to the ones that are oppressed, and recovering of sight, so to make the blind see. And to set at liberty them that are bruised, those that are, I would take from this, I think, ones that have been hurt and can't recover from it. And so he says, it comes to set them at liberty. They have been kept captive by their, maybe they have been able to forgive or whatever it was, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So this, these things that Jesus said was very, it pleased the people. They thought it was, it says that everyone's eyes were fastened on him when he closed the book and sat down. And then he told them that today the scripture is fulfilled in your ears. And so he says that it was speaking of me. So that's what Jesus would have said. This is about Jesus. It's about him coming to heal and to minister and to preach the gospel, bring salvation. And then it says in verse 22 that I'll bear him witness, and they wondered at the gracious words that proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, isn't this Joseph's son? So then he goes on to tell them that about the proverb that says, physician, heal thyself. So that's what people would say, well, show us, heal yourself. And then next he says, no prophet is accepted in his own country. So the prophets, because prophets speak whatever God tells them, true prophets, anyway, that are prophets of God, they spoke what was told of them of God, so they weren't necessarily popular. We know of many, well, he gives us two examples here, actually, but there were many of the prophets that were hated in their own countries or hated by their own kings because they told the truth. So he says about Elias that there were many widows in Israel, but he wasn't sent to any of them except to Sarepta, a city of Sidon. He was sent to Sarepta, a city of Sidon. Sidon seems to me that would be like in Lebanon or something. It's not in Israel anyway. So that was a widow. And then again it says that Elias the prophet. There were many lepers at the time, but there was none of them that was healed except Naaman the Syrian. So Jesus is saying that he's not going to be accepted in his own hometown. Right now, Jesus, at this time, Jesus was in Nazareth. That was his hometown. And then they hated so much what he told them that they were filled with wrath. But just a little while ago, they were amazed and said that they says that they were they wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. They went from that to say they rose up to throw him out of the city, they led him up to the brow of the hill. So it must have been like a ravine or something where they were going to throw him down. But he went through them. He escaped. And he went to Capernaum. And it says that there, when he went there and taught on the Sabbath days, and they were astonished at his doctrine. For his words, well, it was with power. So the words that he spoke, they were very powerful. So, yeah, so we set the stage there for Jesus' ministry, how he came for the poor, for the blind. But as we see in the next account that I want to read, the next segment here, it's about the blind man. So I'll stop here for now, and we'll see you in the next one. Thank you for listening.